Last week we learned the Gemara from Tess on Galil, where the Gemara was commenting on the Mishnah. If you have a tutorial between Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben says that Shimon owes him money, so you have to have witnesses. So the witnesses say we saw the halvor, we saw the hesed. That's good. What if the witnesses say we didn't see anything, but we heard the hadar's balding, we heard the way Shimon was made? We heard the way Shimon was made in our presence that he owes money to Reuben. So Bifaneinu Hoydoloi is Hadoz Baldin Kameidim done. That's our mission says. Bifaneinu Hoydoloi is good. So the Gemara gave details about it. Sometimes people make Hadoz Baldin and it's not really acceptable as a Hadoz Baldin. So the Gemara gave two examples of a Hadoz Baldin that don't count, that wouldn't win the case for the Tavir. So one case was where the person was never confronted. Reuben never asked Shimon for the money. Shimon was on his own. He was carrying out a conversation. He gave Moshe on the airplane. Stan has gone a long distance on the airplane. He has nothing to do. So he's talking to the one next to him. So he says he owes money to this one, to that one, to the other one. So the Gemara says, even if two kosher witnesses overheard the way he made this statement that he owes money to this one, to that one, but the other one, it won't stand up in Bezin, because he can tell later on, Shaloyla hasbi asatzmi amardi. I didn't want people to think that I'm so rich. He's traveling by plane, they think me yodeya, he's so wealthy. So he, Shaloyla hasbi, liyo saveya. He doesn't want a nine horror, doesn't want everybody to think that he's rich. So the Gemara considers that such a reasonable consideration that people make statements, Shaloyla hasbi asatzmam, that the Gemara, the top Tesis on the base, Chav Tesis on the base, Tesis says, the last three lines, Taina Shaloyla Hasbiya. When a person makes a Hedros Babin, not in response to the Tviya of the Taveya. Reuben never confronted Shimon and asked him for the money. Shimon on his own said to somebody he owes money to Reuben. So Tesis says that such a strong Svar Shaloyla Hasbiya, Apilu Lidi Deitanu, Moshe Torah Rav Nachman Hugavar. You say Tanina, and even when the person is still alive and he's here. Usually the din of Tanina is a din of Baba Basra and Chesed Sabbatim, and over here it's a din by Yorshin and by Lekuchas, by Yisayim and by Lekuchas, where the Baldin is a lot bar das, or the Baldin is a lot bar time. He wasn't there 20 years ago when the whole story began. He doesn't know what happens, he doesn't know what he's supposed to say, he doesn't know the facts. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Psach Picha Le'ilei, that there's an advance as a Taina, on behalf of the Yisayim of the Lekuchas, who Allah Bardas, Allah Bartayim. So the Gemara has the same over here. If the father made a Hadoz Baldin, if the father would be a lying, he would be able sometimes to back out from the Hadoz Baldin by saying, Mishata Yisibo, that's a din Chayzer Magid with an Amaslo that we spoke about last week. So even though the father's not alive to back out with the Amaslo, so there's an advance into Taina on behalf of the Yisayim, Taimim al Yisayim, whatever the father could. Whatever taina the father could have advanced, so the bezin advances a taina for the son. But Kozman, the father is still here. If the baldin is here in person, so the bezin doesn't put any words in his mouth. You don't say taina if he's a bardas and a bartaina. Why should we advance a taina on his behalf? So Taisa says, no, you see from the Gemara that that's only the taina that bezin does not advance on his behalf, but only the taina mishata yisibo. That means originally he made a valid hadas baldin. He says that. Reuben asks Shimon, you owe me money, and then Shimon says, you're right, I talk, I owe you the money, and as soon as I get the money, I'm going to pay. So since the Hadoz Baldin of Shimon was in response to the Tviya, to the time of Reuben, said, that's a bona fide Hadoz Baldin. So later on, if Shimon wants to back out, Hadoz Baldin has to advance the time of Shata Yisibor. That's a Chayzor Magid with an Amasla. And if he's around, if Shimon is still here and he doesn't advance that time, the Bezer is not going to advance it for him. But the other svarim, Rav Shalola has diya satznai. Let's say the Eidim come to Bezin and they say, Shimon owes Reuben $1,000. We were sitting next to him in the ball game, we were sitting next to him on the airplane in the hotel on Pesach, and he told us that he owes money. And it wasn't in response to any tviya. Reuven wasn't even there. They didn't know who Reuven was. Just in the blabbering way, Shimon was talking a whole lot. He was in the middle, he says he owes money to this one, to that one, to the other. So Taisa said, that's nothing but nothing. Bezna will even say, Taninon, on behalf of the Baldin himself, Shimon is here in our presence. Taisa doesn't mean that you say Taninon. Although you don't say Taninon if the fellow's here. Asking himself, Taisa's been saying, it's not even a Haidos Baldin. It doesn't even, you don't get the first base. It doesn't get off the ground. It's nothing but nothing. That's the chilek between Shaloi Lahazviya as opposed to Mishata Yisipo. Shaloi Lahazviya, that's a Rav Soloveitchik explained. Shaloi Lahazviya, Taisa understands, based on the Gemara. Shaloi Lahazviya is called, not called the Haidu'az Baldin at all. But Mishata Yisipoch means that there was a Haidu'az Baldin. He said that he owes the money in response to the Tviya of the Taver. Reuven asked him, you owe me money, where's the money? He says, Shimon gave Haidu'az Baldin. He says, yeah, you're right, I owe you money. I don't have any money with me. Next time I see you, I'll bring the money and I'll pay you. So that's a real bona fide Haidu'az Baldin. So then you have to break it up. Later on, if he doesn't want to pay, has to break up the Haidu'az Baldin with an Amasla, like you have in all the Gemaras, in Ksubis, and in Cheskes Sabbat, and the end of Ksubis. Some of the Gemaras about Chozer and Magid with an Amasla. So that, he has to tie on his own. Unless he died, so then you say, Tanino Yisayim Yivu Lekuchis, so Tzach Pichalim. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara started with this word of Taimina, that you say Taimina na b'yesh the Yisrael in the Lekuches, and then the Gemara has the Braisa on Amad Aleph, on Choptes Amad Aleph. The Gemara has about 10 lines from the bottom. Reuven was Tadeya Shimon, and he is moided that he owes him money. Then the next day he says, okay, pay the money, and he says, b'shata yisiboch. So then it's a chayzer magid al diamas. Then it says the ain toanim lemesis. The line begins with omalo mishatani broch potur. If he tainis mishatani, if he doesn't tainis mishatani broch, we don't tain it for him. The ain toanim lemesis. Frag the gemara. That's the end of the brisa. Frag the gemara. The brisa doesn't read straight. How does mesis come in here? We're talking about the hoyduas baldin, the teira mominus. No one's talking about toanim lemesis. Frag the gemara. Mesis man kashme. Who mentioned the word about mesis? It doesn't fit in. So the Gemara, obviously there's something missing. Chisur mechser al v'hochi katan. You have to read the pshat like this. Bim loy to'an, ain't to'anim lo. With respect to Tainis Mishata Yisi Bo, he has to advance it himself. If he doesn't advance the Taina, if he doesn't chayzer magim with an amas lo, then we don't say it for him. If the case would be Shavoy la'azbiya, Taisa says, then we say it on our own. Shavoy la'azbiya means that there wasn't even a Hagos Baldin to begin with, but here by Mishatan, he brought the price, he says, Loiton, ain't on him though. Unless he died, then to the Yisayim, he'll say Tainina. However, with Dinim Yifosh, it's not the Loiton, Toyanim law. If you're not dealing with Dinim Amdis, if you're dealing with Dinim Yifosh, then Bezin does advance Tainas, but the one exception, ain't on him the Mesis. On behalf of the Mesis, we would not advance any Tainas. How come we don't advance any Tainas on behalf of the Mesis? So the Gemara says, Shiny Mesis, the Rahmanam ala Sachmo, Veloi Sechase Olo. So it says on the side, in the margin, on the right hand side, such a line appears in the Gemara, the Kamon, Lamed Bog, Lamed Beis, with the Gemara, so Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. We saw the two Gemaras. The very first Mishnah, in the fourth Perik, is Lamed Beis Amen Aleph. The Mishnah starts off, Echadin, the fourth paragraph begins, Echadin in Omas, Echadin in the Foshes, the Grisha, the Hakir, Shanema, Mishpat Echad Yelachem. The previous post, right before Mishpat Echad Yelachem, that's what they said, the end of Parsha Samor. So it says, Mak Behemi Yishalmen, and Mak Yodam Yumas. It says there's a din of Tashlumin, and then the Dinim Omanis, and then it says, Mak Yodam Yumas, and Dinim Dinim the Foshes. Then the next post, it says, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, the same Dinim of Dinim the Foshes applied to Dinim Omanis. Which Dinim of Dinim the Foshes applied to Dinim Omanis? But the Mishnah says that even though the Psukim and Chumash Dvarim that speak about Risha v'Hakira, the whole interrogation of the Edim, that you have to have Sheva Hakiris, you have to ask a lot of questions, Bezin Mokam and Bezin Zman, even though those Psukim are originally written only in the context of Dinim Nefashis, it doesn't say a word by Dinim Amanis, but we say there's a Hekesh, Mishpatech Yalahem, the Chumash is equating Dinim Amanis to Dinim Nefashis, so in that theory you need Risha v'Hakiris, even by Dinim Amanis. The Gemara is going to proceed to explain that the Rabbanah, they did away with the Dinim Shel HaKira, Kadesh HaLotim, and Dabas Lifnei Lotim. In the later period of the Tanoim, the Zman HaTanoim, they changed the din their rice a little bit based on the principle of Hefka Gezen Hefka. But on the level of their rice, the Mishnah sounds like it's exactly the same. The question I'm showing most of Mishtak, it's exactly the same or it's approximately the same. That's also a machlek, the last daf in Yevamos. There's a machlek is there, the Tosfos is Shorim, and there is Dvor HaShal, and whether the Mishnah really means it's exactly the same, Echadin Mamas, Echadin Nefosh, exactly the same or it's approximately the same. Then the Mishnah continues. Are there any differences between Mamanis and Nefosh? Mishnah says, sure, there are Sarachi Rukim between Mamanis and Nefosh. One hefdel is, one chiluk is that Mamanis is sufficient to Bezn of 3. And the Fashis requires a Bezn of 23. That's one chiluk. Then there are many other chilukim that are based on Inyoni Hatzol. Mamin Dini Mamanis and Dini Nefashis, what are the differences of? So Dini Mamanis Bishloisha, Dini Nefashis, Bezn Bishloisha, the number of Dayanah. That's easy. And then the rest, the other 9, there are 10 chilukim, they Mamanis and Nefashis. So the first is just the number of Dayanah. And the other 9 are all aspects of Hatzol. Poschim Lizchus, Nei Poschim Lachayva, Hamalam Itzchus, Talmud wants to stick in his 2 cents. So indeed in the process, the Talmud will only be listened to if he says he wants to be Malamed Tzchus. But if he wants to say why it's Chayv Misa, we don't allow the Talmud. We don't give him Rishus Hadiva. And in Mamanus, he can say whatever he wants. And what else? You need a Rav of Shnayim in order to administer Din in the process, and it's a split vote. You have to have a Rav of Shnayim Lechiv. Lift to or it's enough with a rov of echad. And Mamanis, you never need a rov of shnayim. And the Mishnah gives all the chilukim. So all of these chilukim, Taisus, what happened to the din of Mishpat Echad Yelachem, the Hekish, that Mamanis and the Foshis are the same. So Taisus says, Poshit. In the Foshis, or in Malkus, he's only being done one person. The question is whether he's Chayv Misa or Malkus, or he's not Chayv Misa or Malkus. The Torah says that he's seen the way, though, try to go out of your way to give him a break. So you have all the 9 dinim of Hatzol. In Mamanis, you have Reuven against Shimon. So whom are you going to give a break? If you give a break to Reuven, so it's going to be a chayvah to Shimon. If you give a break to Shimon, it's going to be a chayvah to Reuven. Since you have 2 parties who are pitted against each other, so you can't say, give the party a break. They're fighting with each other. So all the dinim of Hatzolah don't apply to dinim Mamanis. That's what Tosfos says, I'll be cautious. So the Gemara makes a comment on Lamed Gimel and Beis, that these 10 chilukim should be Mamanis and Nefashis don't all go together. Take for example Shara Niskal. Shara Niskal we had in the very first Mishnah on that day, Xavier Sakrosim, it says, Kemisa all of you must, Kemisa Sabailam Kach Misa Shor, Mamisa Sabailam Chav Gimel. Amisa Sashor Chav Gimel to be done, or Shara Niskal, that the Shor is Ton Stila, you need a Bezn of 23. You have all of these 9 additional dinim of Hatzolah. So the Gemara says, no. The dinim of Hatzolah only apply to human beings. When it's a human being's life that's at stake, then the Torah says, v'hitzilei. On a behemoth's life, there's no dinim of v'hitzilei. You're not going to kill the behemoth improperly. But it has the same rules and regulations, strict rules. Like in dinim Mamanis, you don't go out of your way to give the behemoth a break. What else? What other cases do you have in the Foshis where you need a Bezn of 23? And you don't have all the dinim of Hatzol, so the Gemara says, Mesis and Mediyah. So the Gemara says, the Chiluf of the Mesis. Mesis needs 23. 23 is Xeris HaKosov. That's the Sanhedrin Tanis 23. But all the 9 dinim are posted from the Schuz, Malam of Schuz, Ein HaChoz, Malam of Chayva, etc. All those 9 dinim that are based on Hatzol do not apply to Mesis and Mediyah, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sachmo, or Lo Sachasa Olov. On the other hand, sometimes you have a case where it's enough with the Bezn of 3, and you do have all the 9 dinim of Hatzolah. Where is that? So the Gemara says, by Malkus. Malkus is a Machlokes HaTanaim in the first Mishnah, and that is where the Malkus is the Gimel, or Malkus is the Bav Gimel. So we pass in Malkus is the Gimel. You don't need a Bezn of 23. One time it was a Malkus Tachas Misa Emedes, and Malkus also needs a Bezn of Bav Gimel. We pass in Malkus, Malkus Bishloisha, in the very first Mishnah, Beis HaMadam. So despite the fact that is sufficient with the Bezna Shloisha, the Gemara says all of the 9 dinim of Hatzolah are derived, Rasha, there is Shaka between Malkus and Misa, that's on Lamed Gimel and Beis, that Malkus has the same dinim Hatzolah as dinim Nefosh. So the 10 Asar Chilukim Shabbe Mamanus and Nefosh, the 10 differences, the Mishnah starts off, Echad dinim Mamanus and dinim Nefosh, the Drishim HaKirish and Emlin Mishpat Echad Yelachem, they're the same. And then the Mishnah proceeds to explain there are 10 Chilukim. One chiluk is an arbitrary chiluk. Here it's a Bezna 3, here it's a Bezna 23. It's not based on Hatzolah. And the other nine shirukim are based on the din of hatzolah. So sometimes these 10 shirukim don't go together. Sometimes you need 23 and you don't have the din of hatzolah, namely by sharadiskal and by Mephis and Midia, and sometimes three, a bezna three is enough, namely by Malchus, but you do have all the 9 din of hatzolah. So that's what the Gemara already says over there, that by Mephis and Midia, you don't have the mitzvah, you don't have the inyonim of the Yitzilahoya. Then it says also that the same Gemara appears Lamed Vav on the base. Lamed Vav on the base, the Gemara has, we mentioned it last week, I think. The Gemara has 10 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, and Daf Lamed Vav on the base, the Tanya, Eim Rashidim B'Sanhedrin Zokin Soris Mishayim Lavon. Someone that doesn't have any children, never had any children, an older person doesn't have Gidul to play with little children, so we are afraid, a far-fetched Tashash, we are afraid that maybe he'll be too strict. One who still plays with little children can't be too strict, because with little babies you can never be too strict. So we try, when you're done a case of dinin nefashos, you have to dafke have very soft-hearted people, in the hope that maybe that such a person will be softer, such a person will find more hatzot, especially in the tziloedim. So the Gemara says, v'chilufeihem v'meisitz. But by meisitz and media, if you don't go out of your way to stin on, you have to go pick up the people who have young children, young grandchildren and so on. Because it says, v'lasachom v'lasachasom. So the kids of the Gemara is saying that this special deal of the Yitzilah Ho'edo, meisitz and media is not sof kosof, even if ashes. They need a bezin of 23. That has nothing to do with Hatzol. But all the dinim that are based on Hatzol, the 9 chilukim, the other 9 chilukim, and this din of Eim Hashivim, the Sanhedrin, Zalkan, the Saras, Meshem, Rabbanim, all the halachas that are based on the Yitziloeda, don't apply to Meshis and Midrash. Here the Gemara of Chavtesim and Aleph has another din that's based on the Yitziloeda. What's the Yitziloeda? The Gemara says, by all of the other Chagimisim, Bezdin, Tonim, Bezdin advances a Tainim, Bezdin advances Ubedin and Nefashis, Achal Pishaloi Toan, Toanim Lo. We're judging a person that is shaylach his chayv nisim mishum mechal shabbos mishum lover avodizor mishum boal eshesish. Whatever he did, whatever good the ma'isim tell him to do, being done it. So even though he doesn't know what to say, he doesn't know how to argue out the case, he's an amoritz. Bezin advances tainis on his behalf, except in the case of meisis, where bezin does not advance any tainis on his behalf. That's the literal translation of the word. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? What do you mean? Bezin advances tainis on his behalf. What do you mean? If he knows how to taina, then he tainis on his own. And if he doesn't have a taina, then Bezin advances the taina on his behalf. What do you mean if he knows how to taina? The whole concept of taina doesn't apply to chlal badin in the nefashis. Taina is only shach badin in mamonis. When you have a baldin, there is no baldin and din in the nefashis. There's a baldova, the two different concepts. There's a baldin and there's a baldova. We learned the whole study of kroivim. We spent a few weeks on kroivim. So the din is whoever. What do you mean kroivim? I have relatives. Everybody has relatives. The only one who doesn't have any relatives are ger. Gershon is a guy, Shinodam, he does not related to anybody in the world. Everybody has relatives. So everyone is possible latest because everybody's current. No, if you're a korb to the Baldovar, whoever is a korb to the Baldovar is possible latest. So the concept of Baldovar applies equally to Mominus and to Nefoshes. But the concept of Baldin, that's a separate terminology and it's a separate concept. Haidua is Baldin Kimeya Indom. Doesn't apply in Nefoshes. There is no Baldin. Baldin is only a Mominus. The money that I have in my pocket, the money that I have in my bank account, that is stashed away in my mattress, wherever he keeps his money, is my money. So I'm the bailamanet, and I have the right to do whatever I want with that money. I can give it away, I can burn it, I can throw it out, I can hold on to it. So then you say, oh, I'm the baldin. I go as baldin, kimeyin dami. I'm a balabos on my money to make go as baldin. There's a concept, neman is baldin etaynasa. I say that you owe me $1,000, and you say, sheker, you don't owe me the money. You have a time is boring. You're matchish, you're kaifa hakul. So that's a nemanas baldin v'tanas. There's a hadras baldin and there's a tainas baldin. Hadras baldin means when the person admits that he owes the money, and tainas baldin is fakir, when he does not admit. I say you owe me money. That's a nemanas baldin v'tanas. I have an nemanas. And you say you don't owe the money, so you also have nemanas. So the whole concept of baldin only applies in mominis. The whole terminology of baldin is only in mominis. And din in the fashas, there is no baldin. The fellow is not a muhsak on his life. You don't say he owns his life. He doesn't. And the fashas liye. Because it says in Yecheskel that the fashas belong to the Rebbeinu Shlom, doesn't belong to the person. There is no hadras baldin. There's no concept of baldin in outside of din in mamonos. There is no concept of Baal Din in Din and Nefarsha. So what do they mean? In all other Din and Nefarsha, Bezdin advances a Taina on his behalf. What do you mean they advance? If he doesn't know how to advance a Taina, they advance. And if he does know how to advance a Taina, you listen to his Taina. What kind of Taina? The whole concept of Taina is Baal Din, only Pastarain, and only has application, only fits in Momenus. And Nefarsha's Bechlala doesn't fit in. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? So Taisus, Taisus writes one word over here. The Taisus on the Daf, Baptism and Allah. The Gemara brings the Raya that Ein Taidim Lameisus. The idea behind it is, the idea behind all Taininon is the Hitzilahu Eidah. And by Meisus and Meidiach it says, L'sach, Mavalos, L'chassus, so you don't apply. All the dinim that are based on the Hitzilahu Eidah don't apply. What's the issue over here? So the Gemara brings the Raya that Meisus is different. Minayin Shein Taidim Lameisus, 7 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Amar Rav Yonasan, Minayin, where do you know from Chum Shein Taidim Lameisus? From Nachash HaKad Ma'ini. The Nachash could have gotten out of the Nachash was punished for having convinced Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So why was the Nachash punished? If he had brains, he should have argued out the case. He should have said, Dibar Rabbi, Dibar Kama, Dibar Mishanya. Idiot, who told her to listen to me? She heard from her husband that the Rabbanu Shalom said, you're not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So why would she listen to me? So if he would have, sounds familiar more, if he would have advanced the Taina, he would have delayed his way out from the punishment that he got. Because he didn't advance the Taina, so the Rabbi Shalom, who was judging over here, didn't advance the Taina either. So a strange Gemara. This is the marker that ain't toiling the Masons. Who's advancing any Taina? Since Din and the Farshas, Alpifarshas, there is no advancement of Taina. Shveri Gemara. So Taisus adds on one word. Why did the Nachash deserve any punishment at all? What avera did the Nachash do that the Nachash deserved a punishment? The Nachash is not only Nishkin Yid, Nishkin Goy Yechim, it's not a human being, it's a behemoth. What? The Nachash doesn't have any others. So Taisus says, Elefisha Bos Lodom Takol Al Yodoy. Taisus has one line. Chidush Aran also writes like that. Bos Lodom Takol Al Yodoy is the reason for killing behemoth. That's the Mishnah. Later, in Perek Arimises, there's a Mishnah Nun Dalet, Omer Aleph. Taisus is referring to that Mishnah Natsuga. When the Mishnah says there's a din of Mishka Behena, and it says in the Chumash, V'harakta Seisha V'shapeima Ta'aroikim. By Mishka Behena, the Behena gets Gila. So the Mishnah effect, Takasha Imodim Chota, Behena Mechota. Nicha, we understand why the Nien gets the Oynish Gila. Why does the behemoth get a punishment? El Ishbos Lodon Takola Al Yoda. That's the first reason. Then the Mishnah gives another reason, Dabarach, another time, that it shouldn't be kolon, it shouldn't be embarrassment to the person. Even though the person is the Chabal Averi, maybe he deserves all of his yonis in the world. But the Torah says no, even though he's a Rasha and the man is getting an Oynish Miso and he's dead already, we shouldn't cause any embarrassment to the man who was killed. The Nishkin Heligan Tzadik over here, he's an Iftah. Bezn Harbu, he's Nishkin Iftah. Bezn gave Moinish Mises Bezn for Mishka Behem. We don't want that the Behemah should be walking around the Varacha. The second reason, Shloite Behemah, Veres Bashuk, this Behemah will be roaming around in the street and people will point to it and say, Abi Yomru, that's the Behemah that Yankel got Moinish Mises Bezn for Mishka Behemah. So everybody will continue to talk about the story about this Russia who got the punishment. When they'll see the Behemah, they'll be reminded of the whole story. So that reason the Gemara calls kolon. You shouldn't bring about bizyonis. The Gemara has a discussion. The Mishnah gives two different reasons. Sometimes you can have a case where the first reason applies, the second reason doesn't apply. Sometimes you have a case where the second reason applies. The first reason doesn't apply. So the Gemara wants to know what's the real reason. Is the real reason takolon? The first time is the real reason kolon? Or they need a combination of both factors? Or is it either or? So that's a sugya on the Gemara in the next time. And Nun Hamad Aleph, the Gemara has a discussion. Our thesis on Choftesim and Aleph is expanding that kalach. The original pasuk that says "Es Habemot Harogu" only says by Nishka Behemah. It doesn't say by any other avera that a person did an avera jointly together with the Behemah. Pasuk only says "Es Habemot Harogu." So thesis claims that the Nochash was punished. But like Nana Shela, the thesis Choftesim and Aleph says the little thesis. Because Adam and Chava sinned with the Eitz Hadas due to the encouragement of the Nochash, so that's why the Nochash deserve to get punished, because bas lodem takol ayod. It's an extension of that pasuk. Even though the pasuk in Chumash only says by Mishkan, the Emet Taisus learns in the Gemara here that we extend it. The Rambam also, there's a famous Rambam that's left out from all the regular editions, but in the old Rambams it has, the Rambam has a din that Haboyel Aram is Kanoim Pogim Boy. The Gemara has later Haboyel Aram is Befahesia Kanoim Pogim Boy. So then the Rambam says that not only does the Yid, the Yid deserves Kanoim Pogim Boy, that's Halacha Moshe Misina. What about the Nochris? What about the Aramis? What about Bera? Did she do? She's smart. She wants to have a Jewish boy. She doesn't want a Shikir Shachar. She has a nice Jewish boy. So what Avera did she do? Other Rambam, she's a Malam Bakayim. She took a nice Jewish boy. So the Rambam writes, it doesn't say in the Gemara anyway. The Rambam writes that you give her Oynesh Misas Bezmin also. So the Magen Mishnah writes, where did the Rambam get it from? So he said, this is the Pasuk. There's Habeim Atal Rogu. Vos Lodom Takol Al Yoda. Because he got Misas Bezmin because of Kanoim Pogimbo. So the Aloha says over here also, there's Habeim Atal Rogu. Even though there's a big difference between a behemoth and a human being, so how did the Rambam not? So that's a big chiddush, giant chiddush, tremendous chiddush. So you see that both the Rambam and Taisus are extending the din. This halacha that it says in the Mishnah, if he should boss lorem takol al yodoi, it's not stam a drosha, a sermon that the rabbis in the Mishnah were giving. It's halacha. Whenever you have a case of boss lorem takol, behemoth gets an einish misa, behemoth or an achris, a chiddush, behemoth or an achris. Deserves an Oynesh Misas Bezmin if you have a consideration of Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi. I think Rashi and Chumash also has it by Bilo. Because the Gemara says they're accomplices. Yeah, but that's a different thing. That's not because they cover up. If you have one Bala there in the family, so the others cover up. So because they cover up, they also deserve an Oynesh. This is a unique din. Also, Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi. So here, the Gemara has a discussion on Nun Hei Amud Aleph, of this concept of Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi. So the Gemara frek Tashayla, what if a person is Hamishtachave Le Behemto? A person bows down to his own behemoth. So the person that bows down is Chayv Misa because of Avod Avodah Zarah. He say, Ves Habeimah Taharogu. The behemoth is also Chayv Misa. No, the behemoth is not Chayv Misa. Once you say Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi, once you say Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi, the Gemara frek Takashe. So the Gemara says that there's a difference. Where's the Gemara? Yeah, Rava Amar, four lines from the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Oh, so that's what the Gemara answers. Rava answers by Mishkat Behemah, the Behemah is participating in the Maisa. It's like Kumbi Yaseh. Behemah Hatishken Secho, Hatishken Das. Behemah is not Mitzvah, not only not a Yid, it's Behemah is not a Goy either. So it's not Muzah and the Sheva Mitzvah is Vinay. So, but still, I say, Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi, because Rav Amar, Omer Torah, Behemah Nenes Mi Aver, the Behemah is participating in the Aver and Mishkat Behemah, then I say, Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi. As opposed to Hamashtach for the Behemto, he just bows down to his Behemoth. The Behemoth is totally not participating in the Aveira. So that's not a high enough level to say Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodoi. Frek Makasha, is that so? What if he has a tape recorder, he has a styrofoam cup, and he bows down to that? So he gets Misa, and you do have to burn the Dovish Alavid Azor. Aye, but it's totally passive. How come it's a Pasuk in Chumash that when you have Ilonis, when you have anything other than a behemoth. A behemoth doesn't become Asa Banon, it's not Ton Sreifa, you don't have to destroy it. If someone is Hamishtach for the Behemto, but if he's Hamishtach for anything other than, if he's Hamishtach for the Mechuber, does not become Asa. Hamishtach for the Balechaim does not become Asa. Hamishtach to your table and chair, is Ein on the Mazda Dabash Ein Ishwar, Hamishtach to his own. He has his own table and chair, he has his own whatever, has the Holy Dollar, and he worships the Holy Dollar. So he bows down to a dollar bill. So I get Misa, and the dollar bill is torn even menom. We have to burn it. Aye, but it's not. But the object is totally passive. It wasn't involved in the act of the aveira. Pregma the harei ilonas, three lines from the bottom. Harei ilonas, dein and enemy aveira. The ilonas are just passive when he bows down to the ilon. And still it says the omer Torah hashreis srof vikalei. Torah says you do have to destroy the avodah zarah if it's yours. So what do you tell me, that you need davka the higher level of participation in Yaveh? Gemara says, no. B'pali chayim ko aminu. The chas rachmanu alayu. We have two standards. We have one standard of takola for non-bali chayim. He bows down to his table, to his chair, to his tape recorder, to his dollar bill. So it's not a human being and it's not a balchai. So that's one level. So since bas lot of takola yodai, hashkes, tsirof, kala, you have to destroy it. But when you're dealing with human beings, like the Rambam gave by the Boal Aram, is when you're dealing with human beings, are you dealing with behemoths, and then you have to have a little more of a, in order to say that the human, that the behemoth should get the Noinesh Misa because Bas Lodom Takala Yoda, you have to have a little higher level, you have to have Nenes Mi'aveh, the behemoth should have participated in the Aveh. So that's the cloud, just roughly speaking. There is a din of Bas Lodom Takala Yoda, that the thing is Ton Ibid Menoilom, and there are two standards, one for Bali Chaim and one for not Bali Chaim. So now let's get back to the Tosfos and the Ran, the other Rishonim, and Chof Tesem et Aleph. They say the Gemara is discussing the punishment of the Nachash. The Nachash was punished. That's what it says in the Chumash. The Nachash was punished. So Tosfos says, what?
That was the
job. I don't know. That's a good kasha. You mean the Yetzer Hara is doing his job?
He's doing his job. What do you want from me? Do my job. What do you want from me?
I don't know. That's a good cash on everything. I don't know the answer to that cash. I don't know. That's a good cash. So here the Gemara assumes that he wasn't doing his job. This is what the Pnimi Shura said then. That the Nachash volunteered something that he is ate him at Tzuva V'yoyz. I don't know. Apparently not. Otherwise, why would he punish him? So we assume that the Nachash did something wrong. So Tosfos wants to know, why did the Nachash get punished at all? So they say, you can't say because the Nachash did an Aveir. Nachash wasn't Mitzuvah. The Oynish of the Nachash was because Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodai. So just a minute, Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodai, the Nachash is the Bali Chayim. That's the Gemara Nun Hem and Aleph. Bali Chayim had a higher standard. It's not stam any Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodai passively. It has to be actively. It has to be Nenes Mi Aveir. The Hema Nenes Mi Aveir. The Nachash was Nenes Mi Aveir. The Nachash was not Nenes Mi Aveir. So where do you have that the Nochash was participating in the Aveir? That's what the Gemara says. Well, that's a judgment call over here. How does the what is the role of the Nochash here? How does the role of the Nochash compare to the role of the Behemoth by Mishka Behemoth? On the one hand, you can say, Mishka Behemoth, the Behemoth, it's a Maiseh's Nus, and you need the Behemoth with the Guf Adam. So the Behemoth is Nenes Mi Aveir. The Behemoth is participating in the Aveir. Here the Aveir was eating from the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava ate, the Nochash didn't eat. So it's a behemah loy nenes mi aveir. So on the one hand, you can argue the Nachash doesn't deserve any yoinish based on the klal of Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodai because it's loy nenes mi aveir. On the other hand, comes on the fakir. What do you mean? Over there by the Mishka behemah, who initiated the Mishka behemah? The behemah initiated? No, the Adam initiated. The Adam takes the behemah and he forces the behemah bal karchash al behemah. Behemah isn't interested in Mishka behemah. The Adam has the Meshugan of Yetzirah. So nonetheless, even the behemah is a bonus, it's balkarcha shal behemah. How hotish can seichel? I say, since the behemah participated, Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodai, the behemah deserves an ash. Kal v'chaymer for the Nachash. The Nachash instigated the whole thing. The Nachash was the whole unfair over here. The Nachash was the ungedei the ganze maisa over here. So you can say the Nachash is more responsible for the maisa achet of the Yetz Hadas. So we should kal v'chaymer. We should say, Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodai, the Nachash deserves a punishment. So it's a question over here. How should you pass in the din? The klolim were developed in the Gemara and Dalit and Nun Hey. The Mishnah and the Dalit says there is a din of Bas Lodom Takol Al Yodai. And the Rishonim assume that pshat here is that it's not a din that's only over there. It's not only a din by Mishka Beim, it's a din in a universal din. And then the Gemara compared it to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in fact Hakasha. Why don't you have to burn the behemoth? What's the kasha? So the Gemara holds you should be danim amatzinu. You have a pasuk in one place in Chumash. There's habeimah tarogu, you should be done from there to kolah tarakula. Whenever there's a behemoth that's involved in another, bas lodom takolah yodai, behemoth should deserve an onish misa. So the Gemara draws rules and regulations. So the shayla is over here by the nochash, it's a judgment call. On the one hand, you can say the nochash is worse, because the nochash had done the ganze maisa, the nochash was responsible for everything. On the other hand, you can say, no, the Nachash wasn't participating in the Aveir. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara uses a melitza for Tainino. So I think what perhaps it means is the following. Let's say there's a Ramon Yerideya in the third Chelik Yerideya in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So there's one simon at the end of Hilchas Talmud Torah about by Ruas Lisa the Hetzer. That paskin in Shilas. So it says a person has to be a Talmud Chacham to be entitled to an opinion to be able to pass. Okay, then it has a lot of rules and regulations. There the Ramon has a chiddush, he quotes from Rishon. Let's say a Shaila comes up, Moira HaRoa has a Shaila, and he researches, he looks through all the Makaris, and he says that this case is not described the Feirish. Ken Zogna Zayn, Ken Zogna Fakert, and he doesn't really have a Hechach, just Libi Yoimali, he thinks that it's Lahokil. But it's not absolutely Lahokil. Sometimes he's absolutely convinced Lahokil, he can't budge. Not so absolutely convinced, he has a slight Netiya Sadas. Libi Yoimali Lahokil. So can you rely on that? Lahokel, just a slight Tiyas Adas, and he say no. Maybe that's called Zafik Deraisa Lachum. If you have a Shaila and a Din Deraisa, maybe it's only called Lahokel, maybe you only have a right to pass from Lahokel. If you're really fully convinced with all of your heart and soul that it's Mutter. But if you're not so convinced, you have a slight Tiyas Adas, not enough. So the Ramo writes Halacha Lamaisa that it's sufficient with a slight Tiyas Adas. He doesn't have to have such a Hechach. He went through the Sugi. Went through the Gemara, and he can see like this, and he can see Faket, and he thinks that it's slightly more mistaber lahokel. So you have a right to go lahokel in a din beraisa, even like that. What would be indeed in nefashis? There's a din teira, not a din teira. There's a case of din nefashis, and we have the 23 dayanim, and this case is not exactly the same as all the cases that are described in the Chumash. They have a slight netiyas hadas that is chaytis. So would you give an Einish Misa with a slight Netiyas Adas, like the Ramah said there, Lahokil, and then the Raisa Ginuk with a slight Netiyas Adas, even though it's not an absolute Hechlech, he's so absolutely convinced. Would you give an Einish Misa with a slight Netiyas Adas? My impression was that that's what they're talking about over here. Because it's very difficult to say, in all the Nefarshis, you say, Taininon, we advance a Taina on behalf of the Baal Din, even though he doesn't advance his own Taina. What kind of Taina is? The whole concept of Baal Din. Of Tainus Baldin and advancing a Tainus, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. There is no Baldin and there is no Tainus Bechlal. There's nothing to Taina about Pipashtus and Din and Nefashis. I thought that was the Pshat. In all other Din and Nefashis, if you have a slight Netiyas Adas, it's a judgment call. And the Maimon and Bez are not so convinced that he should be Chayiv Nisa. They have a slight Netiyas Adas, Lahachmer, that he should be Chayiv Nisa. So the Gemara says that would not be sufficient. We have a Din Behit, Silo Ha'ido. So that pasuk b'tziluheda tells us not only that in the formalities of the Seder Hadiyun, the Mishnah had the 10 chilukim shebei mamnas and nefashis. So the first chiluk was that he need 23 dayan, here it's sufficient with 3. And the other 9 were distinctions in the Seder Hadiyun, in the formality. Matzirun v'schus, dein matzirun v'choyvo, and poschim v'schus, and amalamet schus, ein achoyz amalamet choyvo, and echad v'nachaminim sheziko, and all the other chilukim. So all of these formalities are based on it, they're all based on psukim, all of them are based on the principle of the Hitzilah Hu'eda. That's one din of the Hitzilah Hu'eda. Then we have another din of the Hitzilah Hu'eda in the Nidah Shatar and the Dreshes Ben. We once discussed the Gemara Samach Tes Amar Aleph. But the Gemara says in Darshan, in the Nidah Shatar and the Dreshes Ben, the Midas apply differently in Din and Nefashis than the way they apply in Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Hitzilah Hu'eda tells you, you have to have a stronger hechrech to say that the man is chayv misa. When you darshan sukim, and it's not so muchrach that you should darshan lachumre, you have to have a very strong hechrech. You have to have a very strong netiyas adas. If you want to darshan lahachmer to say that the man is chayv misa. And if you only have a slight netiyas adas, then you have no right to darshan like that. So I thought that's what's going on over here. By all other chayv misas bezin, we have the principle of the hitzil hoedah guiding you. So then you have to add a strong hechrech. So if such a judgment call would come up, and you wouldn't know whether to say, yeah, chayv misa, not chayv misa, I think it really is chayv misa. Just, I think he's chayv misa, that's not enough. What the Ramah writes, that's enough, lahokel, and nisa deraisa, it's not enough to administer misa's bezin. But when it comes to the nochosh, when it comes to mesis and media, then the Torah says, v'sachma v'loisachasolov, that there's no din, abihitzi v'hoedo. Then it reverts back to become like in Kol HaTorah Kulo, that the Ramah said, Halacha L'maaseh, that a hachra with a slight netiyas hadas is sufficient even lahokel. So even lahokel means, even to give the misa's bezin, to give the misa, that's lahokel. So by mesis and idea, it's dino to Kol HaTorah Kulo, that a slight netiyas hadas would be enough. As opposed to all other chayvim misa's bezin, the Hitzilah tells you that that's not sufficient. Maybe that's the pshat in the sugya. But to say that it's a word of tainus, very shver, very shver. It's such a Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis. Pnei Yeshua talks about the din. I think it's very shver at Pnei Yeshua. Rav Shimshkov quotes it in Shari Yoshi. He doesn't like it for other reasons. He doesn't like it for other reasons. That Pnei Yeshua talks, there is a din that you need Yater Atzma L'Nisa. Let's say a person is about to be Oved Avodah Zarah, so you have to have, in order to give Nisa, you have to have Eidim should give Hasra. You better not be in the Chol Shabbos, and we're going to bring you the Dezen, we're going to give you Nisa. That's the Hasra. Then you have to have Kabbalah's Hasra, because I hear what you're saying, I understand. And then you have to have more than that. That's not enough, Kabbalah's Hasra. You have to have Yater Atzma L'Nisa. Amaros Kein Ani Yosef. I don't care, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And he dares them. You bring me the Dezen. I'll get Nisa. I'm interested in getting Eidish Nisa. What kind of halacha is that you need Yater Atzma L'Nisa? So the Gemara learns that from Ksubim, that you have to have Yumas HaNeis. Al-Pishnayim Eidim, Al-Pishloish Eidim, Yumas HaNeis. Yumas HaNeis means he's already a Meis. He was already Mater Atzma L'Nisa, Mishas Meis Aver, before they came to the court, before they came to Bez. So the Gemara learns that from Ksubim. So there's a thing, Yeshua and Ksubim, where he discusses the nature of the din. What's the Geder halacha that you need Yater Atzma L'Nisa? What is it all about? So he wants to say that it's like a Haidor's Balbin that is really guilty. Calls man that the person whom we're judging never makes an admission of his guilt. So mi yodeya, maybe there's some reason why he's potter. There could be some outside reasons that he's not chayv misa for the chil shabbos. Once he says, Almanos kein ani yosi, give me misa, he just made a Haidor's Balbin kamei edim told me that he's chayv misa. Okay. So as long as he made a Haidor's Balbin, so we'll proceed and give him the misa. So I thought that it was pilit loin. What do you mean? Hadoras Baldin? The Rambam has a famous thing. Hadoras Baldin is not good in Misa. Even a Dion in Achrayim, what about by Ben Noyach? Well, Ben Noyach is there based on Hadoras Atzma. I shouted the Rambam with the Yerushalmi, but by Yisrael for sure is not Chai Misa. So that's the reason for Yater Atzma. It's a very pelitic Hibshan. But I thought Al-Pipashas, the whole concept of Taina, Tainina, the Taina, the whole concept of Paskin Shtarayin and Dinin Nefashin. The whole word of Taina only applies in Dinin Mominus. Where the man is a Baldin, so you have a concept of Hadua's Baldin, you have a concept of Taina's Baldin. But Dinin Nefashin is the Chalal, there's no concept of Baldin, so there's no concept of Taina's Baldin.
My
mission
from Adir,
did
he even hide behind a curtain or
trap? The Eidim will give the Asura can hide, yeah. Yeah, that we had before on Daf Tes. We had a Machlokes Rashi and Tes, but it means you don't need a Hasra. Or the standard that's on Chesed Beis, or the requirement for Hasra is lower. A lighter Hasra is also acceptable. That was, we discussed that Machlokes Rashi and Tes on Chesed Beis. Then the Gemara towards the bottom of Amud Aleph has an interesting comment that Kol HaMoisif Gerei. Three lines from the bottom. Amach Iski, Minayin Shkol HaMoisif Gerei. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Tzibah to Adam Arishayin that they should meet from the Eitah. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't say, but let's see Gubo. But Adam Arishayin wanted to be Baisif, a HaKokit. Like the Pasuk says in last week said, Mishmartim es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris and Mishmarti. So Adam Arishayin thought that he's following the Tzibah Hatar. He makes a Siyog. He's afraid if he'll allow his wife to touch the Eitah, so the next thing, she'll eat from the page. If you allow them to touch. The Gemara has such a discussion in Psochim, and in Menaches, the Chodesh before Hakrovas Minchas Ha'Oma, all the Tvuah that grows in Eretz Yisrael, the whole world, Shaila, all the Tvuah that grows before Hakrovas Minchas Ha'Oma is also Bachila. So the Shaila says, is there anything wrong with handling the Tvuah before Hakrovas Minchas Ha'Oma? So the Mishnah says, at least they handle it, at least they package it in bushel shalom, but on chachamim. It was against the wishes of the Rabbanim because they were concerned. The Rabbanim made it, no, he said the Raisa against touching Kodesh. It's Machovos Asuris, before Hakrabzan, Machovos Asuris. But it's there the Rabbanim, Shema Yavali Yachloi. If you'll permit him to handle the Kodesh, so we're concerned that he may forget and eat it. So that's what Adam Arisha, the Machtak Zerah, the Rabbanim. He did what he was supposed to do. So he told his wife, she should not only touch, she should not only not eat from the Eitz Hadas, she shouldn't touch the Eitz Hadas either. So the Gemara says that he did wrong. Kol HaMoisif Gareya. Because the Nachash pushed her, Rashi quotes the whole Medrash. The Nachash pushed her till she touched the Eitz Hadas. And he said, you said to be on Velosigubo, Pentamusin, if you'll touch the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. You see, he didn't die. So just like you didn't die by touching, you're not going to die by eating either. So you may as well eat it. The whole thing is a fake. The whole thing is baloney. You're not going to die. And there is no such tzibui. The whole thing is all made up. So you see that kolam ois is gerei. So the shaila is, what did Adam HaRishon do that was wrong? He made a gzeira. That's what the pasuk says. Mishmartim es mishmarti. Asum mishmaris no mishmarti. Didn't he do the right thing? So the Rambam has a famous comment in Hilchos Mamre. The Rambam says, on the one hand it says in the Chumash, Bal Tosef, you're not allowed to add on to the Torah. On the other hand it says, Neshmartim es Neshmarti, the Chachomim were mitzuvah, that they should add on Gzeiris and Hachokas, Aseis Yov LaTorah, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. How does it stem with the din of Bal Tosef? That's the Rambam's kasha. So the Rambam explains, the Rambam writes over there that Bosa B'cholov is only, and he said, they write that you have flesh with milk, but if you have chicken with milk, that's only Bosa B'cholov Drabban. So the Rambam says if the Bezdin will issue a psak, that chicken with milk is basa b'chol of their eyes. They won't tell the truth. They'll tell a lie. They'll pull the wool over everybody's eyes. They'll fool all the people into believing that chicken with milk is basa b'chol of their eyes. So then the Rambam sounds like he says that then they'll be in violation of Bal Tosef. But if they say that chicken with milk is a gzera d'rabban, and shema yavol echol b'sar b'ema with milk, that's the pasuk, Mishmartim es Mishmarti. The Chachamim have to introduce a gzeira, a siyog, a say siyog latar, that's a mitzvah and a torah, Mishmartim es Mishmarti. But they shouldn't present it in such a way that it's on the same level as the din deraisa. We have to explain, this is a din deraisa, and this is a din derabban. Yeah, so according to the Rambam, perhaps that's the mice over here, that Adam HaRishon never explained to Chava. He heard from the Rabbanu Shalom that to eat the Eitzadas is us. That it makes sense to make Gzeira D'Rabbanim. Not only shouldn't you eat it, we shouldn't be permitted to touch it. If we're going to handle Eitz Hadas, we may make a mistake and eat it. Like the discussion in the Mishnayos and Menachos and Perek Yishmael, that it says that they were handling the Chodosh before the Minchas Soima, Shalog Ritzon Chacham, because of the Chashash, that if you metapel in it, you may forget and then nibble some of it. But he didn't. But he should have told his wife that that's only his Gzeira D'Rabbanim. He shouldn't have passed it on as if it's a Din D'Rabbanim. That could be the pshat. That's possibly the pshat. The Ravid is massing on the Rambam. The Ravid in Hilchos Mamre disagrees with the Rambam. And he says that the Gemara so many times makes an asmachta. The Gemara says it's really only a din rabban, a kroa, asmachta the alma. The pasuk that we quote is only an asmachta. It's not a real drashic Gemara. So why did the Chachamim make an asmachta on the pasuk? So the Ravid understood that the betrothal. So the Rambam says that it's an avera to tell a lie, and the Rabbi says there's no avera to tell a lie. Very strange. The Rambam holds it's an avera to tell a lie, so it's an avera of giving sheker. Say it's an avera not to give sheker. There is an avera not to tell a lie, b'chlal. The pasuk in last week said that it says, oh, it says shakrish b'misa, that means to fill out a false tax form. That's a different thing. If there's a shaylif, I owe you money, so it says, lo yisach hachashuv, lo yisach, how does it name, lo yisach noivu. That goes on sheker and dini mominis. The believing that a nisa derabbanim is really a nisa derais. So the Rambam says that it's an avera to tell a lie, and the Rabbi says there's no avera to tell a lie. Very strange. The Rambam holds it's an avera to tell a lie, so it's an avera of giving sheker. Say it's an avera not to give sheker. There is an avera not to tell a lie, b'chlal. The pasuk in last week said that it says, well, it says shakrish b'misa, that means to fill out a false tax form. That's a different thing. If there's a shaylif, if I owe you money, so it says, lo yisach hachashuv, lo yisach, how does it name, lo yisach noivu. A sashik v'reachol, lo yisach hachashuv, shakrish b'misa, that goes on sheker and dini mominis. If I deny that I owe you money, that I really do owe, so that's an avera versus shakrish b'misa. How do you know that b'chlal it's a lie? It's an avera to lie. Let's say I'm going out on a date and I fool the girl into believing that I'm 10 years younger than I really am. What's the avera? There's no dini mominis over there. How do you know that there's an avera? So the Gemara says, no, that's based on a different pasuk. The pasuk in Novi that says, Sheri Sisola Yasa Avlo, V'lo Yidabru Kozov. That's a din v'halachta bedrocha. We have to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chasama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. One of the midas of a lakus is that he's emes. He tells the truth. So we have to go v'halachta bedrocha also. So it's a general prohibition never to tell a lie. So what are the Rambam, what's the machlekes over here, the Rambam and the Rabbi? The Rambam says there's an avera to tell a lie, and he quotes a Tosfos Baal Tosef. And the Rabbi says, no, you're permitted to tell a lie. The Rambam quotes Baal Tosef. To tell a lie is a different issue. V'halachta bedrocha. And the Rabbi holds it. It's mutter to tell a lie. The whole thing is mutter. Very strange. What's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi? Rav Soloveitchik, I remember when we learned this, the Shachan every day quotes this. In the beginning of Hilchos Bas L'Cholo, when the Mechaber writes in Siman Pei Zayin, the first Siman of Bas L'Cholo, that the Sar Behema is at Bas L'Cholo of the Raisa, and the Sar Raif is only Bas L'Cholo of the Rabbanon, and he gives Nafkeminis. It's only Bas L'Cholo of the Rabbanon, then there's no Issa Dishul, and there's no Issa Hanor. That's how we pass from like the Rambam. If it's Basa B'chol of the rice, it's all three are Rosh. It's also B'achila, also B'ana, and also B'vashel. That's how I'm a cook in a restaurant for Goyim. So it's a separate Issa Bishul. Even our Jews, it's not Likli either. The only customers who go and eat it are Goyim. There's a separate Issa not to cook Basa B'chol. And then there's an Issa not to eat Basa B'chol, and then a third Issa not to get Anor. But if it's only Basa B'chol of the Rabbana, we pass from that chicken and milk, it's only Basa B'chol of the Rabbana. So there's no Issa Bishul, there's no Issa Anor. It's only an Issa Achila. So it's relevant to know what's Basa B'chol of the rice. Which is Basa B'chol Rabban? So we pass from the Shulchan Aruch that the Sar Oaf, chicken with milk, is only the Rabban. So the Shah, on that Siman, Tezai, quotes this Rambam and Rav. So I remember we were learning this in Shia, so Rav Soloveitchik said, what do you mean? The Rambam holds it's an Issa to tell a lie, and the Rav holds what to tell a lie. And the Rambam dug up a new marker of Baal Tosef, let him quote the Pasuk of Sheker, and Issa not to tell Sheker. So he said in the name of Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim thought it's a different machlokes. It's not a shaila whether you're allowed to tell a lie. Everybody holds you're not allowed to tell a lie. The Bezin is not allowed to fool the oilam into believing that something is an Issa deraisa. It's only an Issa deraisa. About it's another. He thought it was a different machlokes. Rav Chaim said the Rambam meant to say that it's prohibited to be machmir on a din derabbanon to the same extent as a din deraisa. That's what he meant to say. If you're machmir on a din derabbanon to the same extent as a din deraisa, that's Baal Tosef. Yeah, like you added on, a 614th mitzvah. If you want to have din and the rabbanon gezunta hay, the rabbi, the Torah encourages the chacham. Masei siyog la Torah, b'shmart meres mishmarti. I say mishmaris from mishmarti. You have to make a siyog, but the siyog cannot be on the same chaymer ha, on the same level of chaymer adin as a din deraisa. You have to have that it should be slightly lower. And the ravid perhaps means to say when you have a din derabbanon that has an asmach to the prima godim writes like this on his own. He doesn't quote any ravid. The prima godim says that he thinks the Megadim and the Beis HaLevi has like this and the Tshuva about Shemitah Bizman HaZeh. So they want to say when you have a Din Derabbanan that has an Asmacht in the Pasuk, the fact that it has an Asmacht means that it should have the same Chaymer HaDin as a real Din Derayis, and you should say Safik Derabbanan LeChumra. When do you say Safik Derabbanan LeKula and a Derabbanan that doesn't have an Asmacht? But if you have a Din Derabbanan that has an Asmacht, that means that was really the author's intention. When the Rebbeinu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he meant from day number one, that a generation should come sometimes in the future, and the Bezna of that generation should come up with a Din Derabbanan. So even though the Rebbeinu Shalom never intended it as a Din Deraisa, he wanted it to be in some later generation a Din Derabbanan. But since that was all included in the Mashmoros of the Pasuk, that's what does Haistan Asmachta. So that's why such a Din Derabbanan, the Prima Godin wants to say, you should say Safik Derabbanan L'Chumra. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Perhaps that's the machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid. That the Rambam means to say that when Bezin introduced a din derabbanan, they both agree not allowed to fool the people. Fool the people is an Issa Sheker. That's not the Medubah. He thought the Rambam meant to say not allowed to be machmer on a din derabbanan to the same extent as a din deraisa. All the din derabbanan have kulas. They have some kula or another. And the Ravid meant to say no, that if the din derabbanan has an asmachto, then that's exactly what an asmachta is all about, that you're permitted to be machma. You're permitted to be machma and din derabbanan to the same extent. There's such a ravid on the bottom of the riff in the first perek in Pesachim. The ravid writes on the Gemara writes there in the first perek in Pesachim that an isha in a cotton are nemon to say that they did the bedikas chometz. Why are they bagloid? Why are they believed to say that they did the bedikas chometz? We know that the house is used for chometz all year long. It's clearly a mokum shemachnisi by chometz. And we know you have to be by the chometz. And then, Leil Bedikah, Leil Yudalit, a Kotten or an Isha come and they tell us, we were Boydik Chometzia. So the Gemara says, we don't have to be Boydik all over again, we can take their word for it. Why? But since the old Dinah B'digas Chometz on with the Rabbanon, and new Rabbanon with the Rabbanon, the Chachamim gave them their monies because the whole issue of B'digas Chometz is only with the Rabbanon. So the Rabbit has an interesting comment, he writes like this. On all other normal dinim derabbanan, this is an irregular case, b'dikas chametz irregular. He says, on all other normal dinim derabbanan, we always have a built-in kula, safik derabbanan l'chumra. We know we're always mekel. Dinim deraisa, safik deraisa l'chumra. And dinim derabbanan is safik derabbanan l'chumra. So you always have the dinim derabbanan are a slightly lower level than dinim deraisa. B'dikas chametz derived rights, you don't say Safik the Rabbanu Lakuba. The whole B'dikas Chametz is always only a Safik, maybe there is no Chametz. So what do you have to be waiting for? I know that it's a Mokr Shemachnis Mechametz all year long, we were using it for Chametz. But maybe there is no more Chametz there. So what do you have to bother to be waiting? Why don't you name one? The whole B'dikas Chametz only Rabbanu. So why can't you assume that the Chametz disappeared? So the Ravid writes, you see that Safik, the Rabbanu Lakula, doesn't apply over here. The Iker, the Etzem Takona, was instituted ala Safik. And despite the fact that you have a Safik, they said you got to be Boydik anyway. So that's why the Ravid writes, that's why the Chachamim had introduced a new Kula. If they wouldn't, that's why they had to come up with a new Kula that a Kotman and a Misha, who would normally not be believed, even on a Din Rabbanon, that they believed over there, him knew a Rabbanon, the Rabbanon. Otherwise, the takana of B'dikas Chometz would have been so chomer, it would be mamish, like a din deraisa. So the Ravid also writes like that. The Ravid also assumes like Rav Chaim says here in this Rambam, that you're not permitted to institute a din derabbanan on the same chomer, the same level of chumra as a din deraisa. The Ravid is only masik on the Rambam when you have an asmachta. When you have a din derabbanan, has an asmachta. So then he says, it's not an issa to be machmer to the same extent as it did there. That was the rotten of the Rabbanu Shlomo. So that's like a hip, a semi-deraisa. That was included in the kavon of the Torah. It's not as a deraisa, as a derabon. But the Rabbit is master. If you have it in the Rabbanu, it has no asmachta. The Rabbit seems also to be masked. That whenever you make a takana, you have to make sure that it's on a slightly lower level than the din deraisa. Otherwise, that's like baltaisa. If you're treating a din derabon like a din deraisa. So getting back again over here, what did Adam Rishon do that was wrong over here? He made Xer Derabbanan. Aren't you supposed to, isn't it a good recommendation to make Xer Derabbanan? He says, Lo Sigubo, you shouldn't eat it and you shouldn't touch it. So maybe the pshat is that he never told Chabad that it's only Derabbanan. Maybe that's the pshat. He should have explained that the din deraisa is this, and this is a din Derabbanan, maybe. Or maybe the way the Medrash says, there's a Medrash on Parsha Shmini that the Ramban quotes, that the Eitz Hadas, Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos, and he was mitztava on Erev Shabbos not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he ate on the same day. He sinned with the chet of the Eitz Hadas on the same day. So the Medrash says if he would have waited till Shabbos, it would have been mutter to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the whole Issa was only for a half a day. The whole Issa was only on Erev Shabbos. The Shabbos did get machom. If he would have waited till Shabbos, it would have been mutter. That's what the Medrash says. Mi yigala ochor meinecho, Adam Rishon. The Ramban in the first Perek in Chulin quotes it in the Mohammed on the Rif. He says, "Mi yigala ochor meinecho." If we could dig up Adam Rishon from his grave and the Maris HaMachpelah and open up his eyes and look at the Klal Yisrael, they're not in such a rush. They have a gedul. They shech the behemah. They don't rush to eat it right away. They check the reyah to see if it has any sirchus. The Ramban has a whole chiddush there that you have to check the reyah. You don't have to check for the other treifas, but the treifas on the reyah is a miyotam otzer. It's more than 10%. So miyotam otzu, you have to be mevar. So the Ramban quotes it from this medrash that says, mi yigalo ochor meinecho, or the Marishan, you didn't have to do, you were in such a rush, you were created Erev Shabbos, you were in the Tzitzava, not the Yitzvah Nei Shadas, and you violated the mitzvah the very same day. You would have waited until tomorrow, would have been mutter. And look at your descendants, the Klal Yisrael, they shech the behemah, and they have gedul. They wait till the Shecha checks the Reya, and then they eat it. Or the medrash says on last week's Sedra, also, on the mitzvah of Orla, me, Galoch, and Meinecho, or the Marishan, you had no gedul, you couldn't wait a half a day, a couple of hours, and the Klal Yisrael wait 4 years till they eat the peris and the trees. The first 3 years is Orla, and the fourth year is Raya, and they don't eat anything until the Zman comes. You have to have gedul. You shouldn't insist on having instant gratification. A person has a taiga for something, has to be this minute. You wait till tomorrow, take care of it some other time. So maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's unnecessary to make a gzera. The ganze iser is you're not allowed to, the authorization that the chachamim were given, is only if you have a tzorah, and you have to have a tzorah godel. If you have an insignificant tzorah, the Gemara says milsa de la shchicha, or goza be'abana. If it's not really such a big concern, it's not really what to worry about. Once every 100 years, someone is going to be Mechal Shabbos. So you're worried, so therefore you make everybody crazy. No one's allowed to breathe, because somebody may by mistake be Mechal Shabbos once every 100 years. So if it's a far-fetched chashash that you don't have to really worry so much, so the Gemara says the Bezdin is not allowed to make such a gzerah. They can only make a gzerah derabbanan if there's a tzorach, and it has to be a tzorach gadol. A tzorach katan is not enough. It has to be a very serious tzorach. So maybe the Chazal meant to say that this was an insignificant tzorach. The ganze iser is only for a couple of hours, just on Erev Shabbos till Shabbos comes. Can the shtoyz help me? Can't wait till Shabbos. And maybe that's what the Chazal felt, that it wasn't really necessary. You don't need an atom bomb to kill a little ant. You don't need such a gzera derabbanan. You're not even allowed to touch Beis Hadas. In another couple of hours, the whole story will be mutter. So what's the whole? Correct. I don't know. Okay, that's the question. Why the Gemara seems to condemn Adam Arishan that he should not have made the gzeit? So that's the shaila that the Farshim discussed. What did he do that was wrong? Aren't you supposed to make gzeit? So apparently, he did something that was improper. I mean, he said it over wrong. Yeah, he should have said, this is the rice and this is the rabbanon. That could be. It's interesting, one of the boys from the yeshiva pointed out to me, one of the talmidim pointed out, that Rashi on the pasuk in Bereishis is quoting a medrash. Rashi says that Adam Arishan violated the tzivui from Sefer Mishlei that says, Al Tosef Al Dvorai. Because he was Moisif and Kala Moisif Garev. So the Bach of the Yeshiva pointed out, why does the Medrash quote from Mishlei? Al Tosef Al Dvorai Sachar Pasuk and Chumash. Al Tosef Al Dvorai is a Pasuk and Chumash drunk twice. It's a Pasuk and Chumash drunk. So he had a very sharp comment. He said, the Pasuk in Chumash says, so one could argue the point that the din of Bal Tesef only applies to a mitzvah, which is Nehegas L'Deiris. But over here, this Eitz Hadas, this is purely Hayra Shah. So one might perhaps argue the point and say that the din of Bal Tesef doesn't apply to a Hayra Shah. So that's by the Medrash, the Rashi put Medrash quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei, where it says, Al Tesef Al Dvarai. Doesn't say Al Tesef Al Mitzvaisai. Even if it's not a mitzvah, if it's a Dvar Hashem, it's a din of Bal Tosef. Anyway, that's where Rashi quotes a Medrash on Chumash. Al Tosef Al Dvarai. Now the Gemara on the days has an interesting shaila. This assumption that we make, that Adam Rosh Shabbala has Vias Atzmo, that a person makes a Haidras Baldin, not in response to the tzviya of the other party. When Reuven tells me, hey, you owe me $1,000, where's the money? I'm waiting, you ready? Then I say, yeah, I admit, I talk over your money, I have no money. He said, that's how it goes, well, then. And if later on I'm going to want to deny it, and I'm going to want to say, I'm going to have to argue, Mishata Yisifo, you came to me with a nutty tiny off the wall. So I answered you back with a stupid statement that I admitted that I owe the money. It's just as stupid as the statement that you asked me that I owe you the money. That's sheker and this is sheker. So you have to tiny your way out. You have to give your amaskla. He has to explain the amaskla song. But if it was a hagdolas baldin that was not even called for, just in the middle of nowhere, he's just sitting by a bris and he's carrying on a conversation, he's saying where he owes everybody money. So then it's not even a hagdolas baldin to begin with, and you don't even have to ask him. Taisa says, you say right away tanina. What do you mean tanina? It's not even a hagdolas baldin. Because shalola adam asui, shalola hasbi asatzma. That's human nature. People don't want to have an ainara. They don't want other people to think that they're so rich. So the Gemara tells a story. There was once a man who was about to die. So he said, as he's about to die, he says that he owes so-and-so money. He owes this person money, that person money. Then he died. So the shaykh, but no one asked him anything. No one confronted him to ask him, where's the money that you owe? Just on his own, he volunteered. So the shaykh is this human nature, this attitude that people have, they don't want to have an ayhara, and they admit that they owe money to others, maybe that's only called man that he's alive. I don't want people to give me an ayhara, they shouldn't think that I'm rich. But I'm worried on my deathbed, that's all I have to worry about. I'm worried that they shouldn't give an ayhara to my children, what are the girusha they're getting. So that's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm going to make a false statement that I owe a lot of money, that people should think that my yorshim are not getting anything, they shouldn't give. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether that's also included in the psychology or not. So the Gemara tells this story. They asked the Shaila, where's the story? Ahud habit korele, the line begins with the word korele, about 15 lines from the top. 15, 20, 20 lines from the top. Ahud habit korele, they used to call this fellow all his lifetime, this miser, they used to call him Achperon, the mouth, the shocker badinri. This guy's a mouth, he always sits on his money. In other words, his mattresses are stuffed with money, and he has more money than he needs. He doesn't do anything with the money. Kiko Shochiv, when he was about to die, nobody confronted him, nobody asked him, where's the money that you owe me? He makes a statement on his own. Planyo, planyo, maskebi, zuzi, and he drops dead. He says, I owe $500,000 to this one, I owe $500,000 to that one, and he closes his eyes and he goes to sleep. So the shaila is, Bosa de Shochiv, after he died, Bosa Tavino Liyorshin. Planya, planya, Reuben and Shimon both came and they said, oh, father just admitted before he died, so we want to, each one wants to have $1 million. So they went with the Shaila, also the Kamed Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak. They asked him, what's it did? Amalahu, so he understood that human nature only is, ki amina the other master shalalaz via satsmo, that's only hanimini mechaim when he's alive and he thinks he's going to continue to live, so he doesn't want to have an iron heart. But on his deathbed, he should be concerned. That's what he's worried about as he's about to die. He's only worried about the fact that his children are going to have an ayhoras, the next ayhor, the sheker, that he owes money, so everyone should think that the children are not getting any money. That doesn't make any sense. Other rather, he's about to die. He probably meant it. He wants to make sure he doesn't want to be a loy v'rosh v'lo yisham. He doesn't want to be punished in Bezon Shalmaila for borrowing money and not paying back. So he says, I owe money to Reuben and Shimon. So you should. He meant it seriously. Like the Gemara has, Eidon v'shata v'shasni. People don't kid around when they're about to die. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel Rebbe is. He said that this psychology of Shalmaila Hasbiyah doesn't apply v'shasni. So the Yorshin paid half. So they paid this one half and they paid the other one. They gave him $250,000. They gave the other guy $250,000. Then a month or two goes by. And then they come in and they say, what's with the other half? They want to collect the rest. For a powder. Then time went by. Tabinu ledina lina powder. So they wait half a month or two. They say, we want the rest of the money. The Rav passing, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehudi passing that you got to pay the whole amount that the father admitted. So they went and they asked a different rabbi. The other rabbi said, paket. Also, the Kamadir Abchiyah, Amalahu, is the Paskin, wrong. The psychology dictates, just like Yishem Shadamas Shalom as Bias Atzmoy, just like the psychology is Yadu Amafursan, that people admit that they owe money in order not to have an Anhor, everybody cries poverty. Kacharamas Shalom as Bias Bana. So too, on his deathbed, a man will admit that he owes money to others, and he doesn't really owe it. And the whole thing is only just to not to have his children suffer an ayinara. As he's about to die, he'll be worried about the ayinara from the wealth, and he can make such a statement in his meanings. It doesn't mean anything. Sure. So in other words, the pastor is that the Haidah's Babin was meaningless. The Haidah's Babin was nothing. Omrulay. So the Yorshim said, oh, my bazaar, so we want back the money that we paid. They paid already $500,000 less month based on the psak of the previous rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef. Amalahu, so Rabbi Chiya said, no, he doesn't want to argue with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Kvahir Azakei, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Kipaskin, he was older than Rabbi Chiya. He said, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Paskin, that you should taste anything. So, what's the pshat in the story over here? We said several times in the very beginning, when we learned the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, we said a few times, there's a difference between Hairoa, Sisa the Heter, and a Psak of Abez. When you have a Hairoa, the Hairoa is just an abstract. But paskining if such a chicken will come up, let's say a person has a shot on a chicken. So the Rav doesn't paskin on that chicken. He says, in abstract, if a chicken has a broken leg like this and like this, it's also ritzmuta, whatever. Shailan amarit, dam, whether it's a maritom, it's a maritor. So when the Rav paskin, he's not really paskining on this mar, he's paskining in abstract. The only time the psak is on this case, When the case is closed, that's when you have a bezin. That's based on the Gemara and Yevamos. The Beis Yosef calls Beidina Bust Beidina Loidaiki. Bezin passes on the case, and the case is up kipasman, finished. So what do you mean over here? First, this is a question of judgment over here. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Paskin that when the man is about to die, he's not going to say things just as he's about to die. He's not going to make statements because he's worried about Ayin Hara for his children. He must really be admitting it because he's afraid. He doesn't want to be a loy v'rosh v'loy shalom and other rabbi. Ain't on a mishata b'shas misa, and the children have to pay. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi are trying to paskin that that's it. Rabbi Chiya was mevara that he was 100% wrong. Sometimes he can declare that the p'sak from before was the p'sak in error. Mamish atoyah b'dvar mishnah. Atoyah b'dvar mishnah. What, Rabbi Chiya had books on psychology? And it was absolutely mizvara that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was dead wrong over here. Atoyah b'dvar mishnah. Everything is psychology. It's hard to believe Rabbi Chiya was so convinced that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was 100% wrong. And is a toy with my mission, the whole stock falls apart. Probably not. Probably not. So why does he have the right to be versed of stock? We said whenever you have a stock of a bezin on the case, then the case is closed. So later bezin, let's say he went to the bezin of the ktois and they passed him one night. The nesivis has a netiyas adas fakir. If he would have gone to the nesivis and bezin first, they would have passed him the way they see fit. You didn't. You fell it. You went to the ktois and bezin. And they paskin against you. So up get paskin, finish. You can't go to, when it comes to Yisra the Hefer, yes, one rabbi, he says like that, yes, another rabbi, everybody can say whatever they want. Because no one's talking about this chicken, they're all talking in abstract. So yeah, you can have many different opinions in abstract. Mutter, Asa, yes, no, maybe, you can have all kinds of sheetahs. But if you're talking on the case, the first bezin that paskins up, the case is closed. Unless it can be demonstrated later that there were mamish toyev with bar mishnah. Absolutely dead wrong toyev with bar mishnah. What's over here? In this case, Hakar Rabbi Chiya passed and fakered after Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi already passed. So I had, the Rishonim talk about it, so I had the impression that they didn't establish a bezin. They went to ask Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, what do you think the din is? So he said, as a yochid, I think the din is like this. So that he was, his psak was like a psak on a chicken. It was also an abstract. If Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi would have been with another two rabbanim, and they would have had a bezin. Desmond passing on the case would be closed. Rabbi Chiya wouldn't, not he wouldn't have the chutzpah. The halacha wouldn't recognize what Rabbi Chiya opens his mouth. The case is closed, unless he can demonstrate, unless you open up all the psychology books, and it's absolutely Baruch Hashemesh Katzarayim, that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was a Toyeh B'dvar Mishnah. Absolutely dead wrong. Hard to believe, it's absolutely wrong. Psychology, I don't think anything is so absolute. I don't think so. I think the pshat was, Ken Zogna Zen, Ken Zogna Fakir. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi didn't have a bezin. He said, yes, the Nazachochem, they were both going to accept his opinion. He said, I think the din is like this. And then Rabbi Chiya, all the din is Fakir. Yochid Mumche, could be. Yochid Mumche is Taka, a machloikis in Rishonim and in Choshe Mishpot. If you have a Mumche L'Rabim, where the Mumche L'Rabim, Heran Davov Amin Aleph, where the Mumche L'Rabim is Dana Fili Yechidi, so that's a machloikis in Rishonim, whether a mumcha or a rabbin has a din of a bezin. He has a din of a bezin who's paskening on the case. Oh no, mumcha or a rabbin is just that chad nami kosh. He can pasken without the koyach of a bezin. Just like a herosi said that. That's a shalakin. A mumcha or a rabbin make him shtoris. So the Ramah quotes a chumas adesh in a simim and vav, in a simim and choshmish, but back him shtoris. The Ramah quotes a Trumas Adesh that the minig is that the Rav in the Kehila does Kiyim Shtoris Levad, all by himself. Haidi Gemara said the Ferish Kiyim Shtoris, and need a bezin of three. So the Ramah quotes a Trumas Adesh that we treat the Rav in every Kehila as if he's a Mumchal Rabim, and a Mumchal Rabim has the status of a bezin. And a bezin can do Kiyim Shtoris. So that's others disagree with that Ramah. Other Rishayim, Machlekes and Rishayim. Other Rishayim hold the Ferish not true. A Mumchal Rabim, Dana, Fili Yechidi, it's not Bataris at Bezin, it's not a Mais at Bezin later on. It's like Hoyrasi Sivahatim, but it's not, doesn't have the Kirch of the Bezin.
Rashi adds words that said Rabbi
Shmuel should keep Baltimore because
you agreed to revive
his son, therefore I cannot
open.
Right, I'm not sure what Rashi means by that, keep Baltimore. I'm not even sure what the words mean in Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Should keep Baltimore? Al Piv, what are the words? Kibaltem Al Piv. I looked in the back. I don't know, I looked in the back today. I didn't find anybody says a word on this Rashi. I don't know what the words mean. Is that in Hebrew? Kibalta Maltiv. I'm not sure what the Rashi is.
Not sure.
He said it, then you accept it. All right, that you pay. But he is disagreeing with him. He says, Le'apaka Masha Osa. He's just not going to overturn the p'sak that they should revert. They should return the money that they took, but he is reversing the p'sak. He is saying, Fakir, so that. But if they accept it, so why doesn't he make him pay all? Once they accept it, let him make him pay all. So he says, no, the p'sak, I don't agree with the p'sak. And I think what it means is that he didn't do it as a bezin. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yezid didn't have a bezin. He was paskening on his own. The Yesh Hashem, and he gave up stock. This is the din.
It says, Le'ef Halek HaMashah Osa, what he did. Let's say, Le'ef Halek HaMashah Osa.
Right. Yeah. Not sure. Okay.
They have talked to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yezid.
He's still alive. If he's still alive. Can they go back to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef? I don't know. I thought that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef didn't have a bezin in this case. I thought he was staying on his own. So even if they will go back, it's still a suffix in moment.
But if someone's talking about a chicken or a mire, you can go to somebody else and ask for another opinion?
The Gemara Avodah Zarah says, in Chulin, the Gemara says a few places, Chacham Sha'asar, Ein Chavei Rashoi Lahat. Once he has to shout it to this chacham and he passed an asr, so another rabbi is not allowed to say l'chacham. So the shach in Yeriday, and that's quoting Yeriday. So the shach quotes the machlokes rishonim. What's the reason for that din? What is it based on? The same rishonim say mishum kvodah shel chacham rishon. The second chacham is not allowed to pass the paket. It's disrespectful. So the shach quotes rishonim. Doesn't make a difference by the chacham she'asar or chacham shehitir. Whatever the first Talmud Chacham said, no one else is allowed to say Fakir. The first Rav said Lahokil, so the second one shouldn't say Lahakim. The first one said Lahakim, the second one shouldn't say Lahakim. Unless it's mamish a mistake. But it's not a mistake. He has an opinion, I have my opinion. So then you're not allowed to express your opinion, not Lahakim, not Lahakim. That's one opinion in the Shah. You should quote the Shalchach Rishon. Or from the Rishon, you quote different Pshatim and Rishon. Then he gives another Pshat in the Rishon, that's not the reason why. The reason why is only Lahakim, because since I asked him, what the din is, and it was implicit that I'm going to follow his psak. And then he tells me that it's oster. So it's like, Shavi Anav Shechatich Adisu. It's like, as if I accepted not to eat the chicken and to go to Chumre, even if Haliba the Emes and Shavili be Mutter, it's Shavi Anav Shechatich Adisu that I'm not going to do it. So if that's the pshat, and it's only Chachm Shosa, and Chaber Shalahate, but you wouldn't say it in the reverse. If it's a Chachm Shehitir, you would say there's nothing wrong with the second row paskening. But no one said, that's what the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, why don't the Rishonim say Pashit? Begina Basa Begina Loi Daiki, what the Gemara said in Yevamos. And Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, once the Bezin passes on the case is finished. That's the Beis Yosef in Siman Yud Beis, Mechayish Mishpat, quotes a Tshuvas HaRosh, he quotes that Gemara, the Melitza, for this idea. Once Bezin passes on the case is closed. So why do the Rishonim have to go Zichos reasons why Chacham Shas and Chaver HaShel Bahata? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, no, because over here it's not a psak of a bezin. A chacham, the yester shelos chacham, so the chacham gives an opinion, he talks in abstract. He never paskens on the case. The only time the psak is on the case and the case is closed is when it's a psak of a bezin. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. There's a famous vertel that the Welt says in the name of the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz. Why is it that if there's a din Torah between Reuben and Shimon, and the bezin paskens in favor of Reuben, and Shimon owes him $5, so he'll be a stony forever. He'll hate the bezin forever. Why are they passing against him on the $5? And if someone has a shayla, and he said the hefter, a shayla and a treifus, a bosom b'cholov, and the rabbon and passing the hachmer, $1,000 hefter, $50,000 hefter, they're not going to be angry at the rabbi. How come here it's a $50,000 hefter, they're not angry, and here it's $5 and they'll never forgive Leoyim Avoy. So they say from the Rebbe Rav Yonis and Abishitz, that the person is not so angry that he lost the $5, angry why the other guy got the $5. But by the treifa bema, no one else is getting. So Rav Soloveitchik said, yeah, that's a good psychological explanation, but he has a halachic explanation. So he says, when the chacham paskens on the treifas, He's not really paskening on your chicken. He's not paskening on your basal. He's paskening in abstract. It happens that the abstract halacha applies to your case also. But in the dintayra, the psak is on your case. The bezin said that you are chayev money, so they paskin against you, as opposed to the basal. Oh, didn't paskin on you? He paskin in abstract. Rav Soloveitchik explained many dinim in the halacha that are based on this premise. Also, there's a pella dike Rambam. There's a gemara later about the harav b'no. When they have a vote on the members of the Bezin, so all the Talmidim and the Rebbe Shir are all going to say the same thing as the Rebbe. So let's say it comes to the vote, and there are many Rabbanim there. So this Rabb, with all of the Talmidim, they all say the same thing. Of course they all say the same thing. They got it from him. Or Ha'ovu B'no, the father and the son, of course they're going to say the same thing. The son learned by the father, so he says exactly the same. The Gemara has a discussion on Lamed Vav, I think. When do you count them as two? When do you count them as two votes and when do you count it as one vote? So the Rambam, when he quotes this in Hilchas Sanhedrin, writes that in Dini Nefashis, on the first vote, when they have the first vote, whether the man is Chai Nisa or not, so Ha'ov Ubno count twice. When it comes to the second vote, then you can't have Ha'ov Ubno, because how can you have a father and a son on the Bezin and Dini Nefashis? So the Rabbit says, what is he talking about? What's the first vote? What's the second vote? They vote. He never heard that there are two votes. What are the two votes? He never heard he doesn't know what the Rambam is talking about. Where the same Gemara, there are two votes. So Rav Soloveitchik said over Pshat, I think he got it from the Nesivas Chaim. Rav Chaim Korb, he used to be Rashi and Skoki. So he has a Chidush HaTorah in his Sefer. So I think Rav Soloveitchik didn't like most of the Sefer. He didn't like the different style of learning. He was a big Adam Gadol. It's a different style from Rav Soloveitchik. But this one he liked very much. So he said this over in his name, I think. So he said that the two votes are when you have a psak of a bezdin, but they have to paskin an abstract also. So the first vote always is the paskin an abstract. If someone should be Mechal Shabbos in such a case, an abstract would it be Chai Nisana. Then the bezdin makes a second vote. This abstract halacha that we just established that in such a case, does it apply to this instance? Is this Pliny over here? Is he Chai Nisana or not? So on the second vote with the paskening on this case, then it's aloha that kroivim are not acceptable. You cannot have a ha'av b'noi. On the first vote, it's just like in Issa v'hefer. In Issa v'hefer, everybody is included. There's no problem of ha'av b'noi. Yeah. Pipashtus, yeah. Yeah. In Issa v'hefer, everybody's entitled to an opinion. That's a different two votes. Yeah. But the vote on the first day also, the father and the son wouldn't be allowed to join together. The vote on the first day also is the vote of the bezin. The Rama means even on the first day there are two votes. You got to have three votes. First you have a vote in abstract, then you have a vote on him, then you have the halacha sadin, then you repeat again the vote. The Rama wants three votes. Okay. The next Shikala Gemara is a very important Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about Hilchas Shtoros, right after Kfahir HaZaken. So the Gemara says, in order for Eidim to be allowed to sign a Shtar, there's always a problem. We have a Pasuk, Mipi, Havalo Mipi Ksova. Doesn't that contradict every Shtar? So the Rishonim explained, no. When is it a violation of the Tehillah and Piksovim that it's not acceptable, it's not recognized? That's if they wrote a shtar without authorization from the Das HaMeschayim. Let's say the Loive authorizes the Eidim, I authorize you to write a shtar that I owe the Malva $1,000. So that's called Das HaMeschayim. The Haidua is Baldin. The one against whom the shtar is testifying, he's the Das HaMeschayim. He has to authorize the Eidim to write the shtar. The Eidim write on their own without his authorization, without his Das HaMeschayim. That's Takanogu, that's called Mipi Hemalogi Piksov. So the Gemara says, despite the fact that usually all shtaris require Das HaMeschayim authorization of the Baldin, he has to admit that he owes the money, they should write a shtar. The exception to the rule is a shtar Maisa Bezin. If Bezin writes a shtar that, let's say there's a Din Torah, at the end of the Din Torah, Bezin passes a Reuven owes Shimon money. So Bezin wants to write it down. because Reuven will deny later on. Reuven will go around and say that he won the Din Torah and Bezin passed in his favor, that he doesn't have to pay the money. So Shimon wants it in writing, that the Bezin should write that Reuven owes him the $500,000. So Reuven doesn't give the Bezin permission to write the Psaq Bezin. So Bezin needs his permission to write a Shtar Maisa Bezin. So the Allah is not. The Bezin can write a Shtar even without Al Samus Chayim. That's what the Gemara says. The Bezin has a right to write a Shtar, a Maisa Bezin, without Al Samus Chayim. That's the Shaila of Meiza Koyach, Meiza Allah Hizu. Why is that so? How come Bezin has a right to write a Shtar without Al Samus Chayim? So there's a beautiful essay in the Sefer Tzemach Dovid by Rab David Rappaport on this Gemara. There is a din of Hefke Bezin Hefke that Bezin, if they want, they can be Mafke my jacket. The jacket belongs to me. They can declare the jacket is now Hefke. What if Bezin declares the jacket that used to belong to me, they declare not as Hefke. They say it belongs to you. Also, Hefke Bezin Hefke. They say the jacket that's mine belongs to you. The Shaila is though, the Gemara in Gittin learns that from Sukkim that Hefke Bezin Hefke is a din derais. Yochem Kol V'chusha, two psukim, different psukim, that we see that this is a din deraisa. Psukim from the Chumash and from the Novi, that Hefke Bezin Hefke. So the Shaila is, this koyach that Bezin has to declare that my jacket belongs to you, is that also Hefke Bezin Hefke that works in the Torah? Maybe that aspect is only with the Rabbanah. Maybe the ability for Bezin to be mafke my nechasim that it should be like Hefke, doesn't belong to me, doesn't belong to you, maybe that's the Torah. But the ability of the Bezin to declare belongs to someone else, maybe that's all the Rabban. So this is a famous machloikas, the Ktsois and the Nesivas. But each one is quoting Achrayim and Rishayim. Everybody's quoting Rishayim and Achrayim before them. The original case that the Ktsois has in Chayesh Mishpat, he quotes, a man is Mekadosh and Isha with the Chosn forgot the ring. The Chosn was afraid he's going to, I was just a grad out of Chosn recently, the Chosn forgot the ring. Once in a while it happens. So let's say the Chosn is afraid he's going to forget the ring. So he gives it to his friend, and he says, you remember to bring the ring. The friend forgot the ring. The friend forgot the ring at home. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Rabbeinu Yerucham, I think, no problem. Let the Chosn Kala with the friend stand under the chuppah, and the Chosn will be marked on the ring to the Kala with a Maimon Shloshta. Maimon Shloshta and a Pikotet. Everybody agrees that it works. So the Chosn says, the ring that the friend of mine is holding for me, I hereby declare the ring belongs to the Kala, and that's called Maimon Shloshta. They're all standing together, and the Kala is kind of the ring. So there's a Shaila, does she become an Eishes Ish deraisa, or does she become only an Eishes Ish mederabbanan? Because Kenyan, Maimon Shloshta is only a Takana derabbanan. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, Maimon Shloshta is a Hilchus HaBalaitayim. It's a Takana derabbanan, it's not a Kenyan deraisa. So the Rabbein Yeruchim says she'll only be an Eishes Ish derabbanan, because Maimon Shloshta is only the Rabbanan. So the Beis Yosef said, what are you talking about? You're only the Rabbanan. Hefke Bezin, Hefke works in the Torah. All Takanas Chachamim in the area of Dinim Amunis become Dinim Deraisa because Hefke Bezin, Hefke is Deraisa. So the Ktsoi sides with the Beis Yosef. And the Nesivis disagrees with the Ktsoi. He says, no, the Rabbi Yeruchim is right. When, and he quotes from the Sefer Beis Yankiv, not his own, someone else, Shalom Shuv is Beis Yankiv. That when do you say, the Nesivis also wrote a Sefer Beis Yankiv, but he's quoting someone else's Sefer. And when do you say that Hefke Bezin Hefke is a Din Deraisa, that's for Hafkir, to declare that it's on the list, but to declare that it belongs to someone else, that Bezin doesn't have the power to do the Natura, that power is only with the Rabbah. So this is the famous Machloikas Ditzos, and you see this in all the Rishonim are involved. But later Achrayim wrote that if you look in the Rishonim, every Rishon has something to say on the top. So this is also, in the Chulis Rabbi Kivega, this happened to be a Machloikas Rabbi Kivega and his uncle, whether Hefke Bezin Hefke works in the Natura, even Lahaknas Lacherim, are only Lahavka. So that Tzemach David is a sefer of running commentary. Tzemach David was a descendant of Rabbi Kivega. His name is Akiva also, Akiva David Rappaport. So he has running comments on the Shad Shumas Rabbi Kivega. That's the sefer that Rabbi Chana Vassman saw, that Tzemach David, he never met him, and he invited him, he sent him a letter, he invited him, he should be the top Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich, in his yeshiva. He put him above him. And then when he came, he was surprised to see number one is Ben Abacher. He wasn't even married. And number two, he stuttered. He couldn't talk straight. And the Talmidim couldn't understand one word. They couldn't understand it. One of the Talmidim told us it took him a year till he understood what he was, till he picked up the language, what he was talking about. But he was a super genius. The Rabbi Chana went to Rabbi Chaim Moshe, his brother-in-law. Rabbi Chaim Moshe, his brother-in-law, married to two sisters. Rabbi Chana asked Rabbi Chaim Moshe, he wants to fire him. a mekachto is a made a mistake. He's single. So Rav Chaim Moshe said, "He'll straighten out. He'll get married already." And then the other Shabbos, he stutters. It's terrible. They can't understand. So he says, "He'll straighten out. He's a genius. Straighten out. The bochum will understand." After a year, they understood. All the bochum he came took a year. So this goy and Otam, this rebbe, he died in the middle of the war. He died in Siberia, malnutrition, because he didn't want to eat the tray for food that they had. So he has a very fascinating comment on this Gemara. When Bezin authorizes the writing of a shtar, they can authorize the writing of a shtar without the Asam Yisrael. What kind of halacha is that? So he says, L'chari, this is the fun, it depends how you understand shtar ma'aseh Bezin, depends on the fundamental machlokes, the place in the nesivos, which is really a big machlokes of Rishonim. How do you understand bechlal, hefke Bezin hefke, how does it work? So the nesivos holds, let's say I have a jacket. I want to make it hefka. I say, I hereby declare my jacket is hefka. I can do that myself. So Bezin can do the same as me. Except we usually have a din. I can't be mafkir. Your jacket ain't on mafkir dovish in a shaloi. So Bezin can be mafkir. My jacket, Bezin has the right to act as if they own everything. So they can do the same thing I can do. But what if I want to be mafkir on my jacket to someone else? I myself can't do that without a ma'aseh kinyan. So Bezin cannot exceed the power that the Bailim themselves have. Bezin has a right to act as if they are the Bailim. So the Bailim himself could be mafkir by a declaration, by a statement. So Bezin could be mafkir also by declaration. The Bailim himself cannot transfer ownership to somebody else. Eina mekech nikne bedvar. That's the first statement in the Rambam Hilchos Mechiras. Just by making a declaration, I can't transfer the ownership to someone else. So the Bezin can't do either that trick. So the Nesivos holds that the Geder Adin and Hefke Bezin Hefke just means Bezin has the right to act as if they are the Bailim. It's not called Dovashen Shaloi. Bezin has the right to act as if they're the Bailim. The Ketzois, quoting the Beis Yosef, quoting Rishonim, does not agree. He holds that it's not a word that Bezin has the right to act as if they're the Bailim. The power of Bezin even exceeds the power of the Bailim. Bezin can be makna lacher without a ma'aseh kinyan. They can just declare it belongs to someone else and it works min ha'terah. My mishloshna, just like that. There's no ma'aseh kinyan. They say it belongs to the other fellow. So the vort of hefke Bezin hefke, a different vort. Bezin can declare ownership and non-ownership. It's a separate aloha, not that they have the right to act like a Bailim. So the Mela, the Tzemach David says, what about authorizing writing of a shtar? So he says, according to the Nesivos, the Bezin has a right to act. The Nesivos restricts the power of the Bezin. The Haknas Lacherim only works with the Rabbanim, doesn't work with the Torah. But because he restricted the power of the Hefke Bezin, so he understood it differently. He understood Hefke Bezin means Bezin has a right to act as if they're the Bailim. So the Mela, just like the Bailim himself can authorize the writing of the Shtar, Das HaMeschai, so the Bezin can authorize the writing of the Shtar. How can I authorize writing a shtar to somebody else? The Bezin has the right to act as if they're the Bailim. So it's mamish, a shtar ma'aseh Bezin is mamish called a shtar. Midas ha'mischayim. The Bezin has the right to act as if they're the Bailim. But on the other hand, according to the Ktzayis holds like the Beis Yosef, that the power of Bezin is stronger. They can even declare ownership and non-ownership. They can even declare it belongs to someone else. That's a different word. It's not that the word that Bezin has the right to act as if they're the Bailim. So how can I authorize the writing of a shtar? So it must be that this is a different mocker, a different potting, a different kind of a shtar, a different something else. What could it be different, different? The Chassam Sofer writes in one place in the Chubis, I think, it must be based on the potting we had on Rav Zayin. Eila mishpatim asher tosim lefneihem. Eila mishpatim asher tosim lefneihem. Let it say, Eila mishpatim asher talamdeim. So tosim sounds like it's a mamosh's biggest thing. So the Gemara says, it's referring to makalir etzua. It's referring to shofar makalir etzua, the klei hadayon, elu klei hadayonim, that Moshe Rabbeinu showed Bnei Yisrael the instruments, the kelim that the Bezin should use in order to enforce their psochem. So I think the Chassam Sofer writes in one place that the authority of the Bezin, and the Chazanish also writes like this in Chelek Kosher Mishpat, that the authority of the Bezin to authorize the writing of a shtar without the Asam Eschayet is also one of the koichas of Bezin. What, you're going to tie their hands and their feet? They can't write a shtar without authorization of the Balzim. So it's worthless. They spend days and days on a dintar. They pass to Reuven or Shimon. Then they want to write it up, so they say to Reuven, please give us permission to write. He doesn't get permission to write a shtar. Doesn't get permission. We'll go out of Bezin. I'll say that he won. So we're going to have to go again and hold the dintar all over again. Then they'll say Reuven loses, and they'll say again, he won. That happens a lot of times. Even after Bezin writes a psak, the guy who lost says that he won. He says that he won the din Torah. So you have to give the Bezin, that's like one of the Klei HaDayonim. But then, the Tzenach Dada writes, then it's in Gansen a different animal. It's in Gansen a different Heft of the Shtar. It's not that the authorization of the Bezin to write a Shtar Meister Bezin is Heino Hach with a Shtar that's Nichta Medasa Meschaim. No, it's a different source. It's rooted in the Pasuk. Ashtasim Lechnei Melech Klei HaDayonim. You have to give the Kerech to Bezin, but it's a different word. That's the Tzenach David's comment on this Gemara with this Rashi. No, but in Neder, we'll have to continue. Kedish quotes what the Gemara has in the beginning of Psochim. It says, Hamin HaBehema Asher Einen Tohori. We should have said, HaBehema HaTameyo. Min HaBehema Asher Lo Tohori.